Recording now.
Okay, this is the Vanguard Academy Board Meeting. Today's Friday, February 10th, 2023. The time is 5:14 p.m. So we'll go ahead and begin our board meeting with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, let's have roll call. We'll start with Julian, go around.
Joy Palmer, board clerk.
Ben Robinson, board member.
Brad Nelson, board member.
Debbie Willow, board member. Chris Mitchell, board treasurer.
Darren Jenkins, board member.
Eric Freeman, board chair. Okay, first thing on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any public comments today?
Doesn't look like it.
I don't think we have any. Okay, we'll move on to items of excellence. If anyone has any items of excellence to bring out.
We did have tryouts for the talent show today, right outside of my office, so I got to hear all of them all day long. And it's going to be...
Tryouts for what?
The talent show.
Oh.
It's going to be really good.
When is that?
Yeah, I think it's at the end of February. I'll find out for sure and let everybody know.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be a 90-minute talent show during the day. I think so. Yeah. It's a lot of dancing, singing. Oh. Variety of stuff.
Okay. Make sure I know about it so I can set aside some time. Come on.
Since we're meeting next week, I'll just tell you next week when the date is. I'll text and find out. So.
And then I think we've got an open house scheduled, right?
Yes. So the open house we did schedule for the 28th. I did talk to Simon. I've talked to him a couple times this week. But on our phone call today, he was going to send out the flyer to parents today and then give us an email letting us know that he did send it out so that we could include that. And then we're currently working on a Spanish flyer, and then we'll be bringing over a translator, too, to help translate for any parents who don't speak English on the night of the open house.
That's great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
There's nothing else. We'll move on to the minutes from last meeting. So we have got the minutes from Tuesday, February 7th. Give everyone time to review those and then open it up for a motion when everyone's ready.
On item 4, nobody ready for comments?
Yeah, I can take them.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I think we can have discussion on this if there are some things we need to bring up.
Yeah, on item 4, the GPS RFP, we add the winning bid was still the highest ranked bid, so that it's clear.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Bid.
Yeah.
So winning.
So
we could clarify that it was the highest price, but it was also
still
the highest ranked.
Okay, so the highest.
Yeah.
priced bid.
It wasn't the highest price.
I think it was.
There were two. The top two were both the same price.
The top two were the same price, and they were the highest.
But the winning bid was still the highest scoring bid when the error was corrected.
And there are no conflicts with that provider.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's good.
So winning bid was still the highest ranked when the error was corrected. And there are no conflicts. With the selected vendor.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Oh. Need someone to open the door.
Charles doesn't have it?
Yeah,
I think he locked his keys in the office.
How many more months do you think you might turn trust to?
That's how we'll know we're fired, when the cabin our keys don't work.
You get more than like 5 business cards at a time?
Yeah.
So we'll entertain motions to approve these minutes if everyone's ready. We have a quorum without Ben, but we can still move.
I make the motion to approve the minutes as revised in section 4.
Motion from Brad, do we have a second? Motion from Brad, a second from Darren to approve the minutes. So all in favor of approving the minutes from February 7th, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, so the minutes are approved from February 7th. The next item is the procurement and compliance officer. So we'll turn it over to Charles for this.
And basically that is a proposal to add to the organizational chart the position of procurement and compliance officer. It would be a position that would report directly to the board and specifically to the procurement oversight committee. That we just needed the understanding of the board to approve the creation of that position. The specific responsibilities would be as we outlined previously in Tuesday's meeting, to where they would be in charge of overseeing the procurement, and we've actually included it right in our policy where they'd be report directly to the procurement oversight committee. And they would oversee and review all purchases and procurements on behalf of Vanguard Academy to ensure that procurement process complies with all federal, state statutes, rules, and local LEA policies. And they shall also ensure that each procurement is completed in a fair process, free from influence and or conflicts of interest, and then oversee the preparation and open and fair administration of all RFPs.
Did we determine that this will be open to full-time employee and contractor, or have we determined that?
I think the specific responsibilities related specifically to that would not be entirely full-time, but we also discussed having them oversee some of the other compliance issues, such as making sure that we're complying with rules and regulations, reports are getting filed timely, and making sure that we're in compliance with all of our other all of the other requirements, reporting requirements too.
And I would think that has a pretty broad spectrum too, because I mean, we're in compliance, we're required to do teacher evals and different things like that. That depending on the skill level and the skill set that person may have, I think that would, you could have a pretty wide spectrum of what they could do. Because almost everything we do on the administrative side has to do with compliance of some sort or another.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that actually would be a full-time job.
Yeah. And if there are any conflicts with employees who needed to report directly to the director, if there was a conflict there, then that
report
person
to the compliance
would
officer.
Report to the compliance officer.
Okay.
Scott is outside. Where is Locke?
Oh, the talent show is February 17th at 2 p.m.
Is what?
Or the talent show
the
that
talent
we talked
show.
About earlier. So next Friday. Next Friday at 2 p.m.
They wanted me to sing. The students wanted me to sing.
Oh, are you going to?
I was like, oh. I didn't go to Vanguard Academy or high school, but I didn't learn to sing.
I'm sure our teacher would tutor you.
Hey, Scott.
Right. So with this position, where they would report to the Procurement Oversight Committee, is it the Procurement Oversight Committee's responsibility to post, interview, and hire for this position? Is that, or is it with the full board approving? Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah,
I think it would be.
So the Oversight Committee would hire this person?
And I don't know how we define it, but the intent, and we can define it if we can figure out the language, or we can just state it in the position that we're looking for somebody who would be considered non-conflicted. So they would have that separation. I think that's part of the intent. I don't know if we want to, you know, put it in the job description or even in when we make the modification to policy, but it's certainly the intent.
Seems like you could put that in the job description and posting. Something about not being related to any potential vendors. Or no financial interest in any.
I don't
know how you don't word that. But.
And no familial conflicts either.
Yeah, or
just
familiar
about
conflicts,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For that position, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more discussion before we open it up for a motion? Is there anything else we need to clarify on the position? We'll entertain a motion to approve this position.
I will make the motion to approve the position of a procurement compliance officer. That it would be a full-time position and would be interviewed and reviewed by the board.
Procurement Oversight Committee.
Oversight Committee and approved by the board, and that position would report to the board through the Oversight Committee.
Okay. Did you get all that?
Almost. I have a motion to approve the addition of a procurement compliance officer position as a full-time position that would be interviewed and reviewed by the board Oversight Committee and approved by the board and report to the board through
the Procurement Oversight Committee.
But through the procurement, we have a procurement oversight committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had the motion from Brad and the second from Grace. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the voting is unanimous, so that position has been approved. The next item on the agenda is the food contract for next school year. This is also for Charles.
And I think that's carryover from our Tuesday meeting in which we are asking the board to authorize us to start right now with rebidding that food contract. And, start the bid process, the RFP process early on it, so we can find additional potential vendors.
I would suggest that we approve that, but we assign it to the new, once we fill the position of the procurement compliance officer. So it is 100% hands off to them.
Yeah. This one's pretty straightforward. Is there any more discussion we want to have before we entertain a motion? Okay, so we'll entertain any motions to rebid this contract.
I'll motion that we rebid the food vendor for next school year once the procurement compliance officer has been hired. And with that, if, yeah, that's it. No, it's just if they aren't hired until like 3-4 weeks out, that should be a problem. So that's just me thinking about that.
And we got till next year.
Yeah. Also, good.
And the motion from Debbie and the second from Grace. Did you get all of the wording?
Yep. Motion to rebid the food vendor for next school year once the procurement compliance officer has been hired.
Okay, so all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, so that is unanimous. We will rebid the food contract for next year. Next item is the state-approved vendors policy. And I think we all have a copy of the latest revision, but we'll turn that over to Charles again also.
This update of the policy is simply to add in the job description for the procurement officer, and then also to add to this policy that we put in the policy that the school will first identify a vendor on the state's preferred vendor list to contract with if there is a preferred vendor available there. That would be the first step in selecting a vendor, and then we would go to the competitive bidding process if there is not an available vendor on the state vendor list. The rest of the changes were just minor grammatical changes and adjustments to the policy to
so the state
make things a little more clear.
The state approved vendors policy is really just a small portion in the procurement policy update, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, the rest of the policy remains the same as far as the process in the event a state vendor is not available. You would go through the processes that have already been established.
So are we just voting on the policy update? Or are we,
yes, it's just
we
an
have
update.
To vote on just that portion of the state approved vendor?
No, I think we can vote on it. The update of our policy itself, which includes that.
Because it's part and parcel.
That's what I was thinking.
It doesn't period after 15.10.4-1. Struck the with the same period in there. Where the state law requirements, and when we struck the rest, they need to put a period after.
Okay. Thank you.
It's always hard when you do strikeout revisions because you never.
Yeah.
So are we having discussion on kind of both items here on the agenda, both the procurement policy update and that? Are we doing both kind of together? Is that
I think so. They're both in the same policy.
So we're doing both agendas.
Yeah, so the state-approved vendors policy is not a standalone.
It's
incorporated
all
into the procurement policy.
And that's a good point. Items 6 and 7 on the agenda have been combined into one policy.
And this has been reviewed by Attorney.
Yes, some of these updates were from the attorney. I think it wasn't mailed out to the entire board, but I believe Eric and Grace
and Debbie.
Yeah.
All reviewed it previously.
Yeah, there was not a quorum working on this. As we went through this, and Michael, I think, took the bulk of it. And
So section 15.10.5 number 6, it's talking about participation in state procurement unit agreement and contracts. So this says that says Vanguard Academy shall make purchases from or participate in state public procurement unit agreements and contracts pursuant to the terms of said agreement and contracts without soliciting additional procurement options unless a state preferred provider is not available. Does that, seems like that covers some things, but not a lot of things.
Meaning a lot of vendors?
I mean, participation in state procurement unit agreement and contracts. Is everything that we participate in a state procurement unit agreement? I'm not sure what exactly that means.
If it's selected off of the state vendor list,
right.
Okay.
Then that means the state already has
okay.
a preferred vendor contract.
And that's their language.
With that state.
So where does it say in here that we're going to participate in this every time it's available?
It is in item 4 under 15.10.5.1.
Under general provisions, right?
So the new number 4? Conflict of interest prohibited?
Let's see.
No, it says this number 4 on page.
So, and that only covers purchases over $50,000.
And that's,
well, I think under general provisions.
I'm sorry, in item 2 it also.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like it was stressed out in.
So item 2 in 15.10.5.1.
Lost. Here we go. Oh, it's on the back page. So 6. Participation is 6. Purchases from participation. Where did you strike?
It said well first. Because we. Eric, are you wanting to make sure it says that Vanguard will always use state preferred
providers? Well, that's what it says. It says Vanguard Academy shall make purchases. Or participate in the state public procurement unit agreement contracts pursuant to the without someone, unless the state preferred provider is not available.
Where are you reading that?
Was that number 6?
It's the last page. Or is it? No, it's not the last.
Second to last.
It's
or third, I guess.
Old item 5, now 6.
So that's the one I read, right?
Yeah. That's what it says. It shall make purchases from that list unless the state. And
pursuant to Utah code.
Yeah.
I don't think the code requires you to do that, right?
I know the.
That's.
Yeah, I know the objective here, but I will tell you, I've run into a lot of circumstances where the state approved vendor was not by any means the lowest
mm-hmm.
price, lowest or best price thing.
Yeah,
and I'm just wondering if I think maybe for now it's probably good just leave it like this.
Okay.
But at some point, it might want to be reviewed and have some additional language that says something that where you have the option of doing either a competitive bid or this. But I think this accomplishes what we want to do now. But I think it would need to be reviewed. At a later date.
How about we add, if a state preferred vendor is not used, justification must be provided by the procurement
oversight committee.
Compliance officer
oversight
specifically
committee.
Explaining.
That's not
the heading vendors on the approved list are just ones that have gone through the process to get on the approved list.
Not necessarily.
You got to protect yourself from getting the bad bit.
Yeah.
But this is the condition to get off
that's
of probation.
But if you show the justification yeah. and the oversight committee approves it,
and then the board has to discuss and approve.
Yeah.
The oversight committee has to explain and the board needs to approve.
Yeah.
Do we want to just add that in at the as another sentence at the end of that, just to be super clear?
I just don't want to give the state charter board an out saying, yeah, you said you're doing this, but your policy doesn't really say you're doing this.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we just do it this way and then review it, to see how that's
but
working.
But is this clear enough that it's saying?
Oh, yeah. It says we shall.
Yeah, shall unless.
And shall is a very definite legal term.
I agree with you though, Eric, where it says pursuant to Utah code, Vanguard shall. That part's not, the shall part's not pursuant to Utah code, right? Mm-hmm. The may would have been, so we need to change that sentence in some way for it to... Mm-hmm.
Why don't we say participation in state procurement unit agreement contracts, period, list the code, period. In addition to that, Vanguard Guard Academy shall make purchases.
Okay.
Just so that it's, and then add, if a state preferred vendor is not used, justification must be provided by the Procurement Oversight Committee and approved by the board.
I think we want to make it clear that we're going to use this list if it's if there's a vendor that can provide the service.
Yeah. Period.
I think for now it needs to be period.
Vanguard Academy shall use vendors from the state preferred vendor list unless one is not available.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
which is what this states right now.
I know that it's stating that
we need to change that code thing. You're right. That, the problem about because the code doesn't say shall.
So can you read the edits?
Yeah, I just put, so it's six, participation in state procurement unit agreement and contracts, colon, Utah code, with the little symbol 63G-6A-2105, comma, right there,
period.
Right there.
And then add.
And then.
In addition to this, or okay. Something so that
in
we're
addition,
not saying that the code is saying all entities have to do what Vanguard's doing.
Right.
So then in addition, Vanguard shall then make purchases.
Right. Yep, I think we'll leave it at that.
That
feels
like it's
clear enough to you. Yeah. Any other?
And with the state procurement list, for some categories, there's a lot of vendors on there. So you could still kind of go through a bidding process with the approved list if you're looking for.
And that's part of code.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not, like, there's not one
space
person on the list.
One item
you can have
good.
Yeah.
Number two or
number
three?
Number
made note under the purchases over $1,000, number two, last sentence needs some spaces in front of it just for technical purposes.
every school that they
this is
have
like your model
right. Yeah, it really is.
There is a highlighted section in the very on the second page that David Wilkinson highlighted. There, we forgot a heading in there, so I added the heading. It should be competition, or the title, excuse me. So, but that comes out of statute.
Should we give a summary of all the changes from since this version from what you've made? Just so we don't miss any, because we're gonna when we make a motion, we're gonna say with the changes that were proposed.
Yeah, so we haven't really made very many. We added a couple spacing and some other grammatical changes. Substantial changes would be that the title that I added right there in that highlighted area, competition, and then scrolling all the way down to where. Let's see, this is going to be.
Page 4.
Page 4.
Six. Your general provisions.
Yep. We added. Gosh, I'm lost. Sorry, guys. Here we go. So, yes, under general provisions number 6, we struck out pursuant to. So it just reads Utah Code, the little symbol, 63G, 6A, 20105. 2105, period, and then in addition, comma, Vanguard Academy shall make purchases. So that was the only other change beyond arrival.
Extra points if you know what that little symbol's called.
Oh, I used to know.
I don't.
I have no idea.
I've never asked. Never.
There is a name to it, though.
I know what an ampersand is, but I don't know what that is.
Is there any more discussion before we entertain
Well, just
motions?
On this 15.10.5, it says right here that the procurement officer shall be hired by the board of directors and shall report directly to the oversight committee. Is that what the way we was going to read that, or was we going to be hired by the procurement oversight committee? On
the way we stated on the position is that they're interviewed by the oversight committee, but the ultimate decision is the board.
All right.
I think that's fair.
The board will.
You never want to take that kind of responsibility.
The oversight committee will present it to the board, and the board makes the final decision.
So I think that this kind of works in there because they are the final decision, but the procurement, I mean the oversight committee.
Okay.
I think that works.
We're open to motions unless there's more discussion.
All motion to approve policy 15.10 procurement. Including all of the changes that were summarized in the meeting today.
I would second that.
So we had the motion from Scott and the second from Brad. Okay, all in favor of approving this policy as discussed, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say no. Okay, so this policy has been approved. So that's the last item other than the closed session. Do we have a need to go into closed session today?
One question I have, back on the items of excellence, did you guys have that discussion? Bring out things that David suggested in there.
We talked about
Do you want to go into that? Okay. So, with Debbie's help, we actually set up a social media account with Facebook that is marketing and specifically targeting students to tell them what Vanguard is and bring them
into the enrollment process, if that's what they wish to do. So we're Vanguard's face is out there now.
And we'll post the open house flyers, both in English and Spanish, once those are available. And the ad is targeting parents with junior high and high school age children that live within a 12-mile radius of West Valley City. And we can, you know, provide, there's some features that we'll get you on there too that can show you how many reaches, how many clicks, what their age demographics are, and
some helpful statistics.
Yeah.
That's a big radius. It's almost the whole Salt Lake Valley.
Yeah, it is.
The smallest radius is 10 miles to target on Facebook. And so knowing that charter schools sometimes draw from outside of immediate areas, it was increased to 12 miles.
And is that 12 miles from our location, or
just from West Valley, City? And okay. I don't know if Facebook has a specific location or how that works, but I'm hoping to get Grace, and there should be some staff members on there as administrators and moderators too. Most schools use it as a way to highlight the great things happening at the school or events, or there's a lot of posts about open houses and open enrollment right now, so it makes sense to have that.
Who's the moderator?
I'm right now the sole administrator. After this meeting, I'm going to sit down with Grace and anyone else that would like to be on that end.
Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else before we entertain any motions to adjourn? Okay, we'll entertain any motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. The motion to adjourn from Grace, the second from Darren. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Okay.